Today's scripture reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us join in prayer. Lord our God, thank you for this beautiful day, for the opportunity to meet together, for forgiveness, for song, for children. All the good gifts we receive from your hand. And thank you for your word. May we all anticipate and may we all open our hearts and lives for you to speak to us today, here at the beginning of another year. Thank you for your love and your grace and your word. We pray that you will now address us through your love. In the name of Jesus, amen. So over this past holiday season, we've been focusing on God's gift exchange. Because in life, we go through dark valleys that can lead us to despair. And in such times, God gives us the gift of hope. Hope in God's love, hope in God's protection. In the midst of troubling times, which we all have, Jesus holds out the gift of peace. And the peace Jesus gives is one that we cannot find in other things in this world. When we experience sorrow, we can turn to God, trusting that joy will again come as a freely given gift. Fear we saw last week can lead us into hating the people God created. But fear loses its power when we receive the gift of love. And we are made complete in love. And Christ also gives us the gift of light in the darkest moments of our lives. And his light will guide us and lead us into abundant life. Today, as I end this series of sermons, I want to focus on one more of God's gift exchanges. Because sometimes in life, we feel kind of lost. We don't know exactly always who we are. We don't know exactly where we're heading. But God finds us in these places and he gives us the gift of purpose for our lives. Now, this one verse from this passage is immensely popular. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. How many of you know this verse, by the way? If you go Google Jeremiah 29:11 merchandise, you'd be surprised how many products are available that reflects this verse, that's based on this verse. Fine jewelry, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, shoes, mugs, bags, bracelets, cards, songs, and on and on. And on Amazon alone, there's like 63 pages worth of products on this verse where God says, I will bless you. I will bless you with a future filled with hope. A future of success, not suffering. I will take care of you, not abandon you. That God plans to give us the future we hope for. This promise that God has good plans for us. I mean, isn't that what we would like to hear at the beginning of another year? But before we continue, I want you to think about your life just for a moment. And think about whether there was ever a time when you felt lost. When you weren't sure where you were headed. And then you found purpose. And you found your way. Or you found purpose in an unexpected way or even in an activity of some sort. Perhaps it was not what you had planned, or maybe you had no plan. But now that you reflect on it, you can see how God was at work shaping your purpose. Because you see, God seeks us out wherever we are to help us live out our purpose. Even if we feel lost, or unworthy, or undeserving. And I don't know if you've ever struggled with meaninglessness or lack of purpose, but it seems to be more prevalent in today's world and culture. But even Viktor Frankl, many, many years ago, already wrote, ever more people today have the means to live, but no meaning to live for. And of course, his whole theory of human nature and the logotherapy that he developed are based on the search for meaning in life. That people are motivated to find some kind of meaning in life. And maybe you're feeling a little bit lost, even today in the post-Christmas season. Or as pressures mount to start a new year with resolutions and clarity. Or there may be other things that contribute to a sense of meaninglessness in your life. But I want you to know that God meets us in the midst of all these circumstances. In our passage for today, the prophet Jeremiah is bringing hope to the Israelites. The Babylonians, who, by the way, were ruthless and cruel, took them captive. They're in exile. They're living in fear and slavery. And in this dark time when their future might feel in peril and without purpose, Jeremiah brings a message from God of hope, a message of meaning and purpose. And God says to the Israelites, I will show my concern to you. I will be kind and bring you back to Jerusalem, just as I promised. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. And 50 to 60 years later, when Cyrus was king of Persia, God fulfilled his promise to them when the Israelites returned from exile to the land of Judah. When we jump forward to the time between Jesus' birth and resurrection, the people hoped for a Messiah. They were looking for a Savior that would come in wielding a mighty sword to right the wrongs, a political leader who would free them from Roman oppression. But with the passage of time and in response to Jesus' ministry, those who would become Jesus' followers had a slow shift in their understanding of Jesus' purpose for their lives. They had a transformation in the understanding of Jesus' purpose for their people and for the whole world, really. That Jesus' purpose was much different from being a political figure or an earthly king. That it was much grander and universal. That his all-encompassing purpose was to offer up his life for the sins of the world and bring salvation to all. That was his mission. When we jump even further forward to this, to our time, we need to understand that when we allow God to be our guide, our purpose in life can also be adjusted. But we need to lean into what it means to align with the mission of God. I mean, we all face hardships. We all face struggles. We all face uncertainty. And when we experience these difficult times, it may be hard to find the purpose of it all. Or to imagine, you know, what the future may look like. But it's exactly during these times that we need to embrace the love and movement of God in our lives. It says in the book of Romans in the New Testament, we know that God is always at work for the good of everyone who loves him. They are the ones God has chosen for his purpose. So is it just possible that we can embrace uncertainty? And when we do experience times of uncertainty, is it possible for us to trust that God plans for our welfare and not for harm? Especially when we're struggling and we're feeling lost. You know, the Bible is full of stories of being lost and found. People find themselves wandering in deserts, real deserts and spiritual deserts. They experience solitude, they experience fear sometimes. And these deserts and feeling lost is a common feature of the story of God's people, but God never abandons them and guides them to ultimately find their way. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. It's about a shepherd who leaves his flock of 99 sheep to find the one that is lost. It means God cares for his sheep, his flock, his people. And he does not want anyone to be lost. As every sheep is important to the shepherd, so every person is important to God. You are important to him and he cares for you. And he has good plans for you. I think we all know the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus tells the story about a son who asks his father for his inheritance. As a matter of fact, he demands it from his father, even when he's still alive. And then he goes and he wastes it. Spends it on foolish things. He completely loses his way in life. And he eventually becomes homeless and destitute, working as a hired hand for a pig farm. He was steeped in meaninglessness. But the father does not give up on his son. Never. He watches and he waits every day for his son. And when the son eventually returns home to ask for forgiveness, his father welcomes him back with open arms and he prepares a feast to celebrate his son's return. And you know, sometimes we lose our way. And sometimes we feel lost and we feel without purpose. As if we're in a desert, wandering without purpose. in the midst of emptiness and meaninglessness, God meets us where we're at. And He helps us to move through that space. And God preserves our purpose that He means for us to fulfill. And He will guide us and help us find our way. So here's something I want you to reflect on. How are you listening? How are you listening for what God's purpose is in your life? How are you learning to fulfill that purpose? Maybe you're thinking, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I don't really know how to listen for what God's purposes are for my life. Well, one way to listen for God's purpose is to pay attention to what brings you joy and fulfillment. And in the context of God's family, what brings you joy and fulfillment in ministry? In serving the church and serving God's people? Is it using your gifts to sing? Or hosting a fellowship? Or fundraising? Or taking care of the elderly? Or working with children? Or simply to serve in whatever way you can? Is it being on the consistory and serving as a leader? What brings you joy? What brings you fulfillment? Because when you find that sweet spot, it says a lot about God's purpose for you and for your life. Another way is through regular prayer and meditation on Scripture. Ask God. Ask Him what His purpose is for you in this moment in time. Be in tune with His Spirit and be open to the Spirit giving you direction and moving you. And another way is to take notice of the gifts that others notice and affirm in you. Hey, you know, you have a great voice, man. People love listening when you sing. You should use it. Sing in the choir and sing in the praise team. Hey, you know, you're so good with children. Maybe you should volunteer to teach Sunday school. You are so industrious and good with ideas to generate income for the church. Or I tell you what, when you host the fellowship, everyone can't stop talking about it. And they can't stop eating either. Thanks, Tom. But when people affirm your gifts, it tells you a lot about what God has in mind for you. And you, of course, can help others by affirming their gifts. But I want you to know that God can also carry out His purposes in your life where you're at. Okay? He can do it in your place of work, in your place of study. He can do it with the people that surround you. Purposely involve a specific activity that the world needs, or it may simply mean living into God's love and joy and hope and peace where you're at. But wouldn't it be great if we all fulfilled our God-given purpose, that sweet spot that brings joy and fulfillment? Will we ever lack meaning if we do that? I don't think so. And what if CCD could be like Jeremiah? God wants to use us to bring a message of love and hope, to be the light of the world. God wants us to show the surrounding community that He has plans for everyone's welfare, that He loves us and wants to bless us with a future filled with hope. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, sometimes we lose our way, sometimes things don't make sense, sometimes there's just this emptiness, sometimes everything is meaningless. But you never give up on us. You're always there for us. Your love is always there. You want to guide us to find our way, to find our way back to you and your purpose for our lives. If any of us find ourselves in that space where things don't make sense, may your Spirit guide us, lead us to find our way, to find new meaning, new purpose, new ways to serve you and your church and your people, new things to bring us joy and fulfillment. May we all be open for your Spirit's moving in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Amen.